Shekinah Encounter Center is an apostolic platform mandated to reveal the way and do good to humankind. As you pay attention to this anointed message, it's guaranteed that your encounter with destiny has arrived. Now, Apostle Jotham Obai Adams.
And forever you are God. Can we sing? Yeah, we bless you, Lord, you are holy. And forever you are God. We bless you, Lord, you are holy. We bless you, Lord, you are holy. Yeah, and forever you are God. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. And forever you are God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah.
And forever you are God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And forever you are God.
Oh Lord, we bless you, Lord, you are holy. Bless you, Lord, you are holy, Lord,
and forever you are.
Oh, we bless you, Lord, you are holy.
We bless you, Lord, you are
holy, 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 Lord,
and forever you are God.
Oh, we bless you, Lord, you are holy.
We bless you, Lord, you are
holy, holy, Lord.
And forever you are God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And forever you are God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And forever you are God.
Hallelujah. I want us to gear up as we pray. Hallelujah. Now, when a new church starts, the foundation is prayer, the word, and evangelism. And that is the structure, prayer, evangelism, and the word. And that will continue in. Hallelujah. So I want to give our heart as we pray, as we press into our spirit, our capacity, Elijah. I want to give us 2-3 minutes to talk to God concerning our lives. What I trust in God for to do, a part time for personal supplication. Can you open your mouth and begin to pray? What I trust in God to do, talk to God. Talk to God about your problems and your challenge. Talk to God. Talk to God. He's your maker. Talk to your Father, your Lord, your King, your Savior. Lord, your King, your Savior. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Talk to Him. What I trust in Him for. Present Him unto God and say, Father, I come here again. I have sought for your kingdom for an hour, praying for the advancement, for the salvation. Now I present my request before you. Also visit me and empower me for the kingdom. I believe you have something you are trusting God for. Talk to Him about that.
Hallelujah. And forever you are Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And forever you are Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And forever you are Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. 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 Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. You tell our story, Lord. We believe that you can use us for your glory, Lord. We believe, Lord, we believe that you can use us for your glory, Lord. We believe you. We believe you, Lord. We believe, Lord. We come on, can you communicate your heart to God? We believe you, Lord. We, oh Lord, you are worthy, worthy. You are worthy, worthy. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Oh, we are grateful. Thank you. Father, we believe, Lord, that, Lord, you can use us. We believe that our life will change for good. For your glory. Thank you, Lord. As we look into your word, grant us understanding and illumination tonight. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Welcome to church. Welcome to midweek service. Matthew chapter 5 verse 6. Hallelujah. Matthew 5:6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Hallelujah. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. We've been looking at the beatitude, and we said we look at the other side of this scripture last week. We said, blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness. It has two meanings. The first meaning is those that long for Christ, and the second meaning is those that hunger and thirst for uprightness. So today, our topic today is uprightness and right standing with God. Uprightness. Uprightness. And right standing with God. Job chapter 1 verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 29. Psalms 92 verse 12. So I told you, help us with Psalm 92 verse 12. Let's have Job chapter 1 verse 1 on the screen. Somebody else, are you with the Bible? Okay. Ecclesiastes 7 29. Yes. David, Toby, if you are there. Yes. And the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. Yes, sir. He shall grow like the cedar in Lebanon. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ecclesiastes 7 verse 29 says, Lord, this only have I found, that God had made man. God had made man. Which scripture you want to test now? There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil.
I wanted to read Ecclesiastes, but I want to let it be on screen. Ecclesiastes 7 verse 29, so that we'll see it. Ecclesiastes 7 verse 9. Uprightness and right standing with God. 7:29, sir. Truly, this only have I found, that God made man how? God made man how? Upright. But they have sought out many schemes. All King James will say many inventions. So what is uprightness? Uprightness means to be honest, just, not deviating from correct moral principles of justice and social dealings. To be upright means to be honest, to be just, not deviating from correct moral principles of justice in social dealings. Hallelujah. Number two definition is to be upright means to be wholeness, or it means wholeness and integrity of heart, vertically and horizontally. Wholeness and integrity of heart, vertically and horizontally, towards God, vertically and horizontally towards men. Hallelujah. When your yes is yes and your no is no, praise the Lord. When your yes is yes and your no is no, you are honest. You are not deviating from normal, standard, moral principles. Hallelujah. There are things that in the natural, in the horizontal life, is said to be moral. I believe the Lord will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ. There are misconceptions about uprightness. Number one misconception. Now, you just listen to me. No man is perfect. Neither can all men be. No man is perfect. Neither can all men be perfect. For all of us are sinners. If anybody say, now, let's imagine some people believe, I know many of us have had it, or we have said it once in a point of time, everybody is a sinner. As you're talking to me now, I love the people that say, are you saying you're not sinner? You don't have sin. Everybody is a sinner. And these are the scriptures they use. Romans 3.23. Romans 3.23 and 1 John 1 verse 8. Romans 3.23. Romans 3.23. These are the scriptures you say, you cannot say you don't have sin. These are the scriptures they quote. For all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. This is all they know. And then 1 John chapter 1 verse 8. 1 John chapter 1 verse 8. All of them, these are the scriptures they use to say everybody is a sinner. You cannot say you don't have sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Hey, can you see? The Bible says if you say you don't have sin, you are deceiving yourselves. And the truth is not in us. And not knowing that what they are saying is they are quoting it out of context. Are we together? Yes. This is the first misconception. Some people believe, I've gone to people and I've said that everybody is a sinner. Forget this thing. All of us are sinners. Even you talking to me, you're a sinner. And these are the scriptures they use. Hallelujah. Number two misconception is man's best of righteousness is still not accepted by God. And they use Isaiah 64 verse 6. They say, no matter how righteous you claim to be, even your righteousness is not accepted by God. And they quote this scripture. But we are all like an unclean thing. And all our righteousness are like filthy rags. We all fed as leaf. And have you heard them say this thing before? Say, all our righteousness, forget this thing. Even at your best righteousness, the Bible says your righteousness. This is the Old Testament, Isaiah 64. And this was before. But now, okay, we'll look at the correct. And then the final misconception is, you are either coming out of a sin, or you are in sin, or you are about entering a sin. Yes, many people believe that it's either, as I'm talking now, maybe you just came out of sin now. You just repented. You're about to enter another one now. Or you're in another one. So the first misconception people think is no man is perfect. Everybody is a sinner. Forget these pastors. All of them, they are sinners. Forget them. Praise God. And the second misconception is man, every righteous man. The Bible says your righteousness is a filthy rag. This is the way they talk. I spoke like this once before I knew better. Hallelujah. And then the third one is everybody's in sin. As you're talking now, see. Oh boy, bro, I tell you, you're lying, Joe. You're lying. Praise God. Now, what is the truth? Number one, the truth is God asks us to be holy and upright because it is possible. They said that it is not possible to be holy. Come on. How many of us have heard somebody say it's not possible to be holy? Have you heard it before? That it's not possible to be holy. Now, God said we should be holy because it's possible. 1 Peter 1:16. First of all, let's start from even in the Old Testament, Leviticus 11. Let's start from Leviticus 11:44. In the Old Testament, was Job in the Old Testament? Job, is he in the Old Testament? Job. But he was still holy through, yes. That even God, it's not man that said he's holy, it's God that testified about his holiness. That means it's possible. For I am the Lord your God, you shall therefore concentrate yourselves, and you shall be holy. If God says you shall be something, that means you have the ability to do it. Is that correct? If God said be something, that means God said we will never be tried beyond what you can bear. Now let's have 1 Peter 1:16. God said be holy, be upright, because it is possible to be upright. 1 Peter 1:16. Because it is written, be holy for what? I am holy. Say it after me. I can be holy and remain holy till Jesus die. Till Jesus comes. Hallelujah. Till I die. I can be holy till death. It's a possibility. If God said be holy, that means we can be holy. Number two. Truth is, people can be sinless, spotless while on earth. The first example we saw in the example of Job in Job chapter 1 verse 1. Can we have Luke chapter 1 verse 6? Luke 1 verse 6. And then somebody asks 10:22. Luke 23 verse 50. Luke 18. Luke 1 6. And they were both, speaking of Zechariah and his wife, and they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. Are we seeing this? Did we see it? That means it's, some people did it. Acts chapter 10 verse 22. Acts 10 22. Acts 10 22. They were perfect. And they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man, who fears God and has a good reputation among all the nations of the Jews, was divinely instructed by a holy angel to summon you to this, to his house, and to hear from you. Luke 23:50. Luke 23:50. Luke 23:50. Now behold, there was a man named Joseph, a counselor, a good and just man. Luke 18:20-21. Luke 18:20-21. Luke 18:20-21. You know the commandment, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother. And he said, what did he say? All these things I have kept from my youth. From his youth he has been keeping it. He was speaking to Jesus. If he was lying, Jesus would know he was lying. Jesus said, you are correct. One more thing. Go and sell what you have. I'll come and follow me. Is that not correct? Yes, so a man can be spotless, sinless while on earth. It is possible. Number three, the Spirit of God enables us to be holy, to be righteous. Romans 1 verse 4. Romans 1. It is the Spirit of God. No man by his strength can be holy, because the infirmity and the flesh of the man will make us, and declare to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of what? Holiness. By the resurrection from the dead. So, and then Romans 8 verse 26. Bible says, the Holy Spirit helpeth our infirmities. He helped our weaknesses. Hallelujah. He helped us to be holy. Some people say, but did not be firewood. Hallelujah. How can you say you don't lie? How will you survive lying? Hallelujah. You can't do it by natural strength, but by the Spirit of God, we can be holy. Hallelujah. It is possible. It is possible. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. Living Bible says, in our bodily weaknesses. And then the message also. So the Holy Spirit can help us. Lord, my problem is lying, cheating, fornicating, gossiping, backbiting, all manner of things as you present it to God. Meanwhile, the moment we get tired in the waiting, God's Spirit is right there alongside, helping us all along. Are we seeing that? Are we seeing that? Can we, do we have a living Bible? The living Bible, TLB. It's not there. All right.
The Spirit of God will help us.
Can we have another translation? Let's have another translation, another sweet one. Maybe good news. Good news. Yeah, good news. No good news. Hallelujah.
Then the Holy Spirit. Now God is pleased where we are right. The First Chronicle 29 verse 17. Make us understand that God is happy when we are righteous. Hallelujah. God is happy. So what are the pathway to righteousness and to uprightness?
Let me tell you something. In my short life, I have seen how iniquity can make a man look useless and a lady look useless.
I've seen how sin can make a honorable person behave like a fool. Sin can reduce people. Hi! Praise God. A mature grown-up father with white hair following a small 22 years girl because of sex and is being molested. I said, what is wrong with you? What can be wrong with people? See somebody on alcohol. Sin can make people stupid. Hallelujah. Some people, because of stealing money in their office, they have become babies and toys. You talk as possible, they have become kids. Sin makes people look stupid and dirty. Hallelujah. Sin makes you lose your confidence. Yes. You want to do something, the devil will remind you. Do you remember? You cannot even stand and talk to people. Sin is a weakener of conscience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to hate sin. Many think that demons, I read on news yesterday, one Nathan Doctor was confessing, that their problem is you cannot charm a Christian. You cannot charm a true Christian. You can't. I saw one in a door, and on news yesterday, all of them, they are praying against a church. They were 12. I never saw them on prayer news. They could not fly. They were magneted in their coffin. The whole village came and saw them. Edo stayed here this week. I saw it on the news. I said the devil is interesting. See them with their black cloth basket, real witchcraft, no movie. I'm telling you, they wanted to come and attack the church, and prayer was on. This was all how they fell, and they could not move till morning. Mature, grown up people, naked, with my boy. But the problem is, if you are with sin, you are vulnerable. Sin defends and gives you confidence. Hallelujah. Sin defense and give you confidence. Let us hate sin. Let us hate it. I remember when I was small, there was this movie, Karashika, or something like that. They have tried to attack the pastor, they tried to attack him, they could not. They sent one lady, and while he was having sex with her, that was how they struck him and he died. What witchcraft could not do, sin can do. Eh? What witchcraft? They called Balaam to curse the children of Israel in Numbers 23 to 25. He tried to curse. He said, not possible. These people, God has blessed them. They could not curse him. Then that was how he left. Before he left, he gave a counsel that was not recorded in Numbers, but it was recorded in Deuteronomy. He advised the king, if we cannot curse them, all you need to do is send them to fornicate. Their God will fight them himself. That was why in Deuteronomy, when they went, they killed him. They didn't like killing him. Why? Because what? He was called Balaam the soothsayer. He could not do it by soothsaying. Iniquity killed 36,000. I can't remember. In thousands of them. So what witchcraft cannot do, sin can do. Sin can do. Hallelujah. So I want us to hate it. As young people, there are many things you can do. You will regret it for life. I don't know one person that fornicated that never regretted it. One. God will forgive you, but you will remember it. When you see that person, even you are holding the mic, your brain cannot forget the experience. You will remember. You just handle it. You can just handle it. So there are things we must avoid. Avoid lying. There are people that help you today to achieve that business, and forever you are their slaves. So let us watch our and then pursue uprightness. In case you are struggling with something, the Bible says the Spirit of God will help you, and there are pathways to uprightness. And as we adhere to it, as young people, you will live your life free of offense. So that one call, anytime there are people, when you see their call, your heart is beating. When you tell them about this person, your heart is beating. Because your heart is clean. But let your heart be clean that you can stand before anybody naked and say, investigate me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is where God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. We run a... I started I've known that pastor steals money and pastor too later with money. So here, I just don't, people just don't manage their account. The bank statement is there. The offering is recorded. So if I steal, you will see it in the bank statement. Is that not true? There are things that you'll be bold to say, ask any question possible. There's no anywhere you can corner people. Hallelujah. Uprightness will give you boldness and confidence. I believe God will help us. Number one pathway is desire and determine to be upright. 2 Samuel 22:24. Desire and determine it. Desire uprightness. Desire it. 2 Samuel 22:24. Let's open. If we can have it. 2 Samuel 22:24. I was also upright before him and have kept myself from my iniquity. Who kept him? Do we hear what I read?
Yes, sir.
Therefore, the Lord had I was upright before him and have kept myself from my iniquity. So he kept, the Bible speaking, 1:8. And Daniel proposed in his heart. I was in it. So determined to be upright and clean. Determined to be transparent. Hallelujah. That is not enough, but it starts with a determination. Lord, I'm tired of this thing. I'm tired of this thing. I'm tired of lying. I had to think of everything I said. I'm tired of conniving. I'm tired of cheating in exams. I am tired of this. I am tired of this. I'm tired of bribery and corruption. Hallelujah. It's unfortunate though. Sincerely, it's unfortunate. That church people, no matter what you teach, people will still do what they want to do. So unfortunate. Can't a student graduate? I did it. I don't know what is difficult. I don't know. There is no devil that can look at my eyes and say, I don't know when he can remind me. It didn't happen. Right from undergraduate, right from secondary school, I wrote myself. The devil know. No, is it undergraduate? I say, how far? God forbid. If you make up your mind, you desire, God will help you. Making up your mind will make you to read. I know I won't ask somebody, so I will read. The reason why you're not reading, because you know you will ask somebody. I desire to do. I desire to be bold about my result. I desire to be bold about it. So desire it, and then determine to do it. Hallelujah. Number two, acknowledge the help and the need for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Acknowledge the help and the need of the Holy Spirit. Romans 7:15. The Bible speaking is in Galatians 4:6. Let's have Romans. It says, by strength. No, 1 Samuel 2:9. Say, by strength shall no man what? Prevail. The rest is not to the swift, nor the battle is increased. It's Galatians 4:6. What does this say? It's not by might, nor by power, but what? Anything is not by power, but by the Spirit of God. Romans 7:15. Desire the help. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I want to do, I do not do it. But what I hate, that is what I'm doing. Are we seeing that? The things I want to do, I don't want to do this thing. That is what I found myself doing. But what I hate is what I'm doing. But then next verse. 16.
Hallelujah.
Oh, use the remote. Can you use the remote there?
Hallelujah.
So, right association. What was I saying? Say, having a friend that practice, is it for help? Okay, that means you will soon go up now. So having a friend that commits a particular practice and then being around a person for long, if you are around a smoker and your conviction is not solid, one day he may lure you, or one day, or if you are around somebody that drinks, one day he will say, just take simi off. Simi off. What's the pronunciation? Simi off. Yeah, say, take this one, is not someone that is the wine for ladies. Or one of the media friend, they'll just look at you with a woman. Forget you, that woman. I know you mean things like this. Forget, come on here. I know men want to show themselves. I go, I can take her. You just carry one star. I just take one bottle. And from there, you have become a prayer point. Your wrong friends can motivate you. Bible says, be not deceived. You are not wiser than God. I don't understand now. You may think you are strong. You are not a cheater. You don't cheat on your wife. You don't intend cheating on your wife. But your friend is a cheater. When you're around him talking with different girls, they will come and meet him. He's kissing them, caressing them before your eyes. Young ladies, they are available. By the time you know, after 5 years, you will think about it. You must think about it. But if your friend, anytime you're around them, is Holy Ghost, fire, church, Bible, prayer, worship, that is anytime you're around them. No, you must be forced to be. But how many times do you pray? How many times? You don't even pray. They behave like a woman. You cannot pray for 3 hours. That's your friend. That's the discussion you're having. I'll challenge you now. You go and pray. I remember my friend one time when he told me that he prayed for 4 hours. Hey, wait, 4 hours? I went at D6. So I got 26. We are challenging friends. We are challenging ourselves. You read how many books? I will read more. And then you remember when he said he was fasting and he was coughing blood. I said, me too, this must happen. You see, you are spoiling yourself onto righteousness. Yeah, not the kind of friend that will motivate you. Your friends affect you. You cannot deny it. No matter who you are, your friends affect you. Hallelujah. Even, you know something? If I want to do something around me now, I want to evangelize. Even if he doesn't evangelize, he can support me or be positive about my evangelism, and I can just do it. But if he's antagonistic and pessimistic about it, there's a way just lowered me down. Somehow. Your friends affect you. Hallelujah. That is why, and it's easier for bad people to affect good people than good people to. I don't know why it's like that. It's easier. Yes. You can be healthy. When you touch a sick person, you contact his sickness, you will not contact your health. Is that not true? Yes. You cannot transfer health to somebody only by spiritual power. But somebody by sickness, just being here, coronavirus, everybody will have it. Talk about being here. But you that are healthy, you have been here, nobody got your health. So evil easily corrupt good. Especially if the good people don't have strong will and conviction. So let's select our brain like the way you pick beans. You know you pick beans? Sit down, select them. Not everybody you call a friend, nobody have influence. Not everybody says something and it means anything to you. You have 10 friends. You don't have 10 friends. You don't have friends. The truth is, your friends should be minimal. Minimal guys. You can have a lot of people around you, just acquaintance, but people you call friends. If you have 2 in life, you are lucky. People that can stand and by your back and defend you. People that can look to your face and say, this thing you did is wrong. People that cannot, you want to do something wrong, they'll tell you, it is wrong. Don't do this. It's a sin. These are people you call friends. People that can look your eyes and correct you and challenge you. Not people that will pamper you. Hallelujah. God will help us. Who? So right association will help us. Right association will help us. There are a few friends. I have my friends are 2 or 4. They are not in my fingers. I can count them. They are not up to 5. They are people that can call my friends. They are not plenty. I have a lot of people around me, but friends are few. Hallelujah. People that I spend my time with. I can talk to for long. I can pick and chat with and tell them my life. And I know I'm secured. People that I know, they can't say nonsense when I'm there. We can't even discuss about. If I am weak, I know somebody to call. I have a friend to call. I need their weak, they call. And we encourage ourselves. Hallelujah.
that's the kind of, they affect your uprightness. I cannot be with my friends based on our relationship, and I will say, I want to cheat on my lady. I can't even say it. I can't give up. How will I start telling them? They will not support it. They will not support it. But there are people who are listening to you and say, oh, but you know, be handy, but you know, be whole body. That is not a friend. Hallelujah. Number four is the fear of God. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 2. The fear of God is the last pathway for righteousness. Acknowledge the help of the Holy Spirit, and then the fear of God. He who walks in his uprightness fears the Lord, but he who is perverse in his ways despises him. The reason why you don't want to cheat, because you fear God. If I cheat, nobody will know, but I fear God. If Joseph slept with Potiphar's wife, nobody will know. Free sex, nobody will know. But he fears God. Hallelujah. Many times, that the devil will say, integrity is yourself. Who you are in private, define who you are. Hallelujah. Sometimes I will be my phone in my room. A pornography will just pop up, or something will just come up. I am alone with my phone. But I know God is in my eyes and in my body. God is there. I will not do it because God is there. I fear God. I respect God. Many times when people send money to me, I say, this money is for what? It's for the church. I say, okay. And I'll be at zero, negative zero self. I can eat the money. Nobody will know, but I fear God. So if the fear of God will make you to be righteous. What are the benefits of righteousness? Number one is satisfied and a contented life. Psalms 97 verse 11. You will be satisfied and content. Psalms 97 verse 11. Satisfied and content. Psalms 97 verse 11. You will be contented with life. Light is sown for the righteous and gladness for the upright in heart. You will be satisfied in your life and contented. Hallelujah. Number two is peace. Boldness and confidence. Proverbs 28 verse 8, 1. One of the scriptures I knew when I was in university. The Bible says, the righteous are as what? Bold as a lion. Bold. The righteous is what? Proverbs 28 verse 1. What does the wicked James put it? The wicked flee when no one pursues. But the righteous are bold as a lion. Boldness and confidence. You stole money, come and prove it. I am here. Bring the proofs. You did it, come and I am here. You are bold. But then people are talking, because you know there is something, if they start very well, they will find out. It gives you boldness. Number three is preservation. Psalms 37 verse 37. Proverbs 2 verse 21. Proverbs 11 verse 6. Psalms 7 verse 10. Psalms 37 37. Mark the blameless man and observe the upright, for the future of that man is what? Peace. Mark anybody that is righteous, his end must be peaceful. Hey, Proverbs 2 verse 21. Preservation. For the upright will dwell in the land and the blameless will remain in it. You will be there. Hallelujah. Proverbs 11 verse 6. The righteous will dwell in the land. They will not be taken away. The righteousness of the upright will deliver them. But the unfaithful will be caught by their loss. Are we seeing it at all? Yes. It will preserve longevity. It is lack of righteousness that gave some people HIV. It is lack of righteousness and integrity. Married man with a beautiful wife. What are you looking for? Anything is scared, and you have HIV, kill the wife, kill the children, let the children's orphan. I have seen one or two cases. So unrighteous, they are dead and wasted. Hallelujah. It will preserve your life. You will last long in the office. I just saw something online yesterday, very, very painful. Somebody I know when we serve in the family house, a banker, supported the ministry for long, only to hear on news, involved in a fraudulent practice by stupid money. Now you case on very painful. I really prayed and I was trusting God for that individual because I love him so much. You lost the job. The money you're looking for, you don't get it. See what unrighteousness can do. What you're looking for, you didn't get it. Even what you have lost it. It preserves your destiny. Hallelujah.
God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Generational blessing. Psalms 112 from verse 1 to 2. I know many people that fake their years into service. And when the government laws change, they lose in years. They are regretting. Pray the Lord, bless the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandment. His descendant will be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. It will be a generational blessing. The reason why Isaac was blessed was because of the uprightness of Abraham. The reason why Jacob was blessed was because of Abraham. Is that correct? So your father can do something that will affect your children. You can do something that your children will benefit from. God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Prosperity comes by uprightness. Proverbs 14 verse 11. Proverbs 14 verse 11. And Psalms 84 verse 11. Proverbs 14 verse 11. The house of the wicked will be overthrown, but the tent of the righteous will what? Flourish. Psalms 84 verse 11. Say, no good thing will he withhold from they that bear him, or something like that. Psalms 84 verse 11. How lovely 11, sir. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. You want to prosper, be a man of integrity. You will have the money. We will have it. Hallelujah. We will have it. No pastor cheat church money and become prosperous. You will suffer for the rest of your life. So wait. Grow gradually. There are people that got their job and backdated and do a lot of things. And then when government changed policy, they regretted it. Uprightness preserves. It brings prosperity. I believe God will help us as young people as we build the foundation of our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we build the foundation of our lives, that we'll do something that we'll not regret. Many times when they say, forget about your past. People are motivated and excited about that any minute like that. Forget about your past. Your past has happened. Don't forget that some people's past is to what you are doing today become your past. By 2021, what you did today, some people will be preaching about it and say, forget your past. So don't do it. I don't know if you understand. As I'm talking now, this Wednesday will be your past by tomorrow. So you can do something now that by tomorrow you'll be preaching, forget about your past. The Father, forgive me, Father. No, don't do something today that you start praying for tomorrow. Don't do it. It's not because you will regret it, oh. God will help us. I have seen how iniquity can belittle men. Can make a matured man to be hiding like chicken, like a small boy. A grown-up man because he don't want to be seen. A mature man with beards. Because he don't want to be seen, you're be hiding inside pocket. Iniquity. A professor holding a student and a lady that can be your daughter. Your daughter is older than her. She touches your wife here and say, honey, I love you. You don't have self-respect. Otondo. Mumuliti. People don't have confidence. That is what sin can do to people. Lecturers. Material. I don't know how some people. How iniquity can make people. I have seen people. No, sin makes your mind to think backwards. No, reverse equation. It makes your mind to be reflect. You'll be thinking backwards. Your mates are achieving things, but because of iniquity, you cannot even think correctly. Anytime you have 100,000 naira, let's go and drink beer. I was with some people yesterday. We were talking that the guy just saw stack of 1,000 naira, stack of it. He said, oh, boy, Johnson, let's go and drink beer. I said, can you imagine? I was just hearing them. Say, can you imagine? You just have breakthrough like this. Poverty is your portion. It's not prophecy like the world. It's like that. Still, it's something you're supposed to invest and grow. But the first thing that comes to your mind, that is how sin can be. People that drink alcohol will never give you the money. They want you to buy you drink the alcohol and be corrupt. Sin. That's what the Bible says. Blessed are those. Can we have that Matthew chapter 5 verse 6? Blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness. Matthew 5, 6, sir. Is it 6 or 8? 6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. If you want it, God will give it to you. And God will make it possible. I want it.
How many of us want it? Want to live a clean life. Want to live a pure life. I want to, when I can stand and say, search me, just proof. By the help of the Holy Spirit. By the help of the Holy Ghost. By the help of the Holy Ghost. I have seen the way people behave under sin that I hate it. Around my neighborhood, I have seen people. How sin can make people think backward. In my age, I can't do what they are doing. Can't you tell? And I say, don't you think? You just remove your brain and put it somewhere. But the problem is, that is what sin can do. Uprightness pays. Uprightness pays. You can be little and be upright, and your heart will be clean. Hallelujah. You have not about. Have you seen people that have gossiped before in a game? They came to say setting the gossip. Hey, Toby, Mint, come. Prof, come. Let me tell you. Then they say, Mint. Well, you're not the one that told me that Toby, so. Did you say it or not? As mature as him, you start stammering. But he didn't say it. But if he didn't say anything, he will be bold. Where? When? I did not say anything. But when they are calling for the meeting, you'll be bold to go. But people lying, backbiting, cheating, blasphemy, all manner. And it keeps taking you backward. You lie anytime, like at the spit of water. Uprightness pays. Uprightness pays. Hallelujah. There are people that when they see you, they cannot look at you. Your mind, their heart skips. Because they know that they have something negative about you. But once your heart is clean, you smile with everybody, you are free with anybody. That's why an armed robber suspects everybody. Have you seen cultists before? It is true that cultists are always impromptu. When they walk, they are always very, very careful. Read it online, anywhere. You can research. It's like that. The simple reason is because they could be under survey by a rival cult. So anytime they would, they always use the word prompt. They are always prompt. They are always very, very careful. One lady came to me for counseling one time. Like that. She said, these are challenges. Her problem is that her fiancé is a cultist. She said, so why are you with him? She said, she doesn't know. She likes to like this kind of voice. So she said, that she's afraid that she's working with him. You just turn. That he should do something that is to scare her. See, that's the way they behave. You think somebody can, that even in the market, it will just be like that. It's like that. His heart is not clean. Somebody, I'm not, that's the truth. If you are clean, you can even hit somebody's basket and say, sorry, we call boldness. But they are not free. Somebody that practice charm or into wicked, if you want to take his picture, he will suspect you. What do I want to use my picture for? You are taking it somewhere. All business like that. They suspect everything. You come to the house, God will help us. Can we be on our feet and appreciate God for his word and say, Father, thank you. Help me to be righteous. Give me the spirit of righteousness. In case you are trusting God to break any yoke, anything, can you say, Father, grant me the grace for righteousness. 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 Help me, oh God. In case there is something you are trusting God to overcome, pray now. That is grace available. The beatitude is beatitude. Anything that is a weakness in your life, trust God for it. I have mine. And I've been trusting God for it to be stronger, better, and improve. Father, help us. Help us. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit. Thank you for your help. Now, can you ask God for mercy in case of any area where you have wronged him that you know? And maybe while in the message you are convicted. And say, Father, Lord, help me. Father, Lord, help me. Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Can we lift up our hands? Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray over your people. We are young and agile. Grant us the grace to live an upright life. In the name of Jesus. Grant us the grace. Any one of us that is weak in one area or the other, we receive grace in the name of Jesus. Receive the grace for an upright life. Bible said the spirit of holiness. That is the communication of spirit. And I speak now. May the spirit be made available. That dimension of the Holy Ghost. That make righteousness and holy living possible. May be available unto you. As you desire and take that step.
as you ask the Holy Ghost for help, as you check your association, as you intensify your fear for God, may it be possible for you in the name of Jesus. And as you live your upright life, may boldness, gladness, prosperity, preservation, and every of the benefit accrued to it be attached to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Like God testified of Job, God and men will testify of you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah.
We will take our seat in the Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I want to say, oh, you know that we can take our seat. You know, there are many people that somebody can come and tell me that mint says something. Example, somebody can come and say mint. So I think that somebody can come and tell me by the basis of how I know him so far, say mint did this one. I would suspect it. Mint. Yeah, I really don't know him with this kind of thing though. But I think that mint, they say mint did this one. I say, yeah, I mean did. Because I know him. That is the way people around you can testify of your righteousness. They can testify of you. People around you can testify. When there are people that when they come and say, this person we caught him, they say, it's a lie. This guy is a lie. He will never do it. But you've known him for a while that his testimony is not like this. Like the way God testified of Job, may God testify about your life and my life. And may people around us testify. Remember one of the definitions I gave is vertical and horizontal uprightness. And God will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless us. In case you came in an offering, your offering is received and blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Can cast our offering.
For your journey in life, you need direction from the Master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.